We're familiar with the prohibition of Bisho Akam. In other words, we use this halacha of kosher and non-kosher. So whether it's Jews making non-kosher or non-Jews making non-kosher, it's non-kosher. Bisho Akam means the food is 100% kosher, all the ingredients. However, the food was cooked ayidei goy. The food wasn't cooked ayidei Yisrael. It was cooked by a non-Jew, non-Jew. So it's a pashtus, it's a rabbinical prohibition of eating food cooked from a non-Jew. Well, the reason behind it was definitely the Isser Chastanis. The concern is you're going to socialize and you'll end up intermarrying. So that's the halacha. So generally speaking, one cannot have a guy cook for you. However, there are different exceptions to the rule. And one of the exceptions the Gemara gives is davar shehu chai, something davar shenechoch shehu chai, something that could be eaten when it was raw. So let's say a tomato you could eat raw, and you decide to cook it, so it's considered like there's nothing significant happened, or whatever the pshat is, and therefore it's permitted. So davar shenechoch shehu chai. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that talks about, let's say, a Jew cooked a food. So if a Jew cooks a food, so then it's Jewish food. And if a non-Jew warms it up, that's not Bisho Akam. But let's assume a Jew cooked a food. It's what they call in Halacha Macho Ben Drusai. Drusai was a thief. He used to eat on the run. So he used to eat the minimum amount he needed to be eaten. He used to eat it. So whether it's a half or a third cooked, that's a Machokas in the Rishonim. But it's not fully cooked, that is clear. So let's say a Jew cooks the food to Macho Ben Drosai, and then a non-Jew completes the process. So the Gemara says it's mutter to eat. So if it's mutter to eat, the question is, why is it mutter to eat? Isn't it Bisho Akam? So we have a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, and perhaps in other places as well, but that's where it's the one in the Sukkis is brought to the end. We have a principle, Ein Bisho Achar Bisho, that once something's cooked, you can no longer do another Bisho. There's a whole discussion, Bisho Achar Tzwi, after bake, but Ein Bisho Achar Bisho. So the question is, in the further Machlokas Rishonim, when do we say Ein Bisho Acha Bisho? In other words, everyone agrees if it's Mevasho called Tzarcho, so then we say Ein Bisho Acha Bisho. It seems to be the Shitas of Rambam. But after it's Macho Ben Drosai, it's still Bisho Acha Bisho. And Rashba disagrees and says, no, even Mevasho, even Macho Ben Drosai, we consider it Ein Bisho Acha Bisho. So according to the Rashba, I understand why it's mutter. If a Jew cooks it to Macho Ben Drosai, and then a non-Jew cooks it, Ein Bisho Acha Bisho, it's labeled a Bisho Yisrael. However, according to the Rambam, but the other Rishonim who hold that it's Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho by Macho Ben Drosai, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? That's the Shitas HaRush. The Rush says, in Achinama, there is Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho, but it's nothing to do with Bisho. It's once it's cooked to Macho Ben Drosai, so then it's labeled as a food, Necho Shehu Chai. It's like eating something in its raw state. So therefore, that's why you can eat it. In Achinama, you would, in general, there is Bisho Acha Bisho, and you could have Bisho Akam, and the reason here it's not is because it's ready Necho Shehu Chai. So the major Machlokas Rishonim, the Rush and the Rashba, on whether we say Yesh Bisho Acha Bisho by Macho Ben Drosai, but more importantly here, do we apply it to, how do we view the Isser of Bisho Akam? In other words, everyone agrees the why is because of Chasanus, and the Isser is Bisho. The question is, what's the nature of the Isser? Is it an Isser Bisho? We're concerned the mites of Bisho. Is that the concern? Well, no, it's not the Maisa Bissu, it's the result. That if it's a situation where it's going to lead to chasnus, then it's the problem, even if it wasn't technically Bishawakam. So that seems to be the machokas here, because it's a famous question they asked, is perhaps by every gear, at least the thinking ones. In other words, can I eat the food I made before? Let's say I cooked, had my meals, I cooked whatever I cooked. Steak, or you can't cook, well, you broiled steak, you baked the cake. So could I eat the leftover bishulakam? Because then I was a bishulakam, so. Again, so could depend on this nakuda. If the Isser Bishulakam is an Isser Bishul, okay, Adam, so what, you Jewish now? But the food falls under the category of an Isser Bishulakam. However, if the issue is the result, well, result, everyone's Jewish now, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So that's a major machokis to Rashba Rush on the nature of the Isser. In fact, we'll have to continue, but that's the Shiloh as well. Let's say the reverse, which comes up a lot. Is, let's say, the Machol Ben Jusai was cooked by a non-Jew. And then a Jew finished the process. Is that considered Bishul Yisrael? Or is that considered Bishul Akam? Even though the Ramah writes, you throw in a little twig to the fire, that makes it Bishul Yisrael. Maybe that's only before it's cooked. So that's, again, so that's a Shaila. If you can label that bishul, like it comes up a lot because a lot of these pre-baked foods, let's say they come in bread or cake, I don't know if it's machol ben drusai or not, so hypothetically. But the question is, do I consider the Jew finishing the process bishul Yisrael or not? So based on this, if the issue is because that once it's machol ben drusai, it's considered bishul akam, so then, in other words, the issue is going to be, it's like generally, if it's bishulakam and it's treif, we have a halacha in regular hilchas kasheris, that when something's treif, you can't just make it kosher. Of course, there is a din of bittul, but that's something else. So if you assume it's a din of kasher, so then it'd be too late. However, if it's a din of, it's not the regular din of kasheris, it's a din of intermarriage, schastana, so then maybe something that was once labeled Bishulakam could be changed. That's a major discussion, but here's the Machokas, Rashba, and the Rush. And that's the issue. And that's the issue by if when a non-Jew converts, is he permitted to eat from his old? That would depend on the Hakira.